holidays. Imagine we start like having a full blown like
this sweater
singing.
Is everything.
Thank you. Everything. I made it.
As a gay best friend, this is what I expect you to wear.
This is 100% like, what you expect of me. This is what she expects to be every single day.
I had to borrow this one from Tyler.
It's honestly everything. Elf is like one. It's like one of the best, most iconic.
You know they didn't want Will Ferrell to play that role.
Wait, I didn't know that.
It's like who on God's green earth?
Who else could have played it other than Will Ferrell? To be
yeah,
honest.
That like, would have wrecked that movie. That would have wrecked that movie without him. Hey.
Okay, I also like literally made this with Laura DIY. Like
the
we did
craft
like
queen.
I literally crafted this with Sam and Colby and Laura DIY.
That's so and Lauren. Cute.
And so it was
really
fun.
Was this your design to do the
mm-hmm.
shoulders?
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna do epaulettes. That's
yeah.
what they're called
apparently.
Oh. Had no idea.
I didn't know
but
that.
But I glued these all on, so they're all super glued on.
Very cute.
Thank you. But you guys, today's episode is dedicated to the holidays. Happy holidays.
What's your favorite Christmas song? Hit us with it.
Ooh, oh my gosh, that's a good question.
Hit us with it.
It's got to be Mariah. All I Want for Christmas
yeah.
is You, I think.
You know what mine
that's
is?
That's the most iconic for me.
First of all, that one gets me hyped.
That's why I like
that's
it, because I feel
thing.
Like it gets me like, oh, bitch. Like that is the holidays for
the
me.
The other day, me and Ty were riding around, I put it on full blast, and we were both just like,
you're jamming.
I want for Christmas.
I was like, it's like iconic.
You know what one that gets me like in the feels?
What?
I think my favorite is Sam Smith's version of Have Yourself a Merry Sam sings it. I feel like Sam is kind of like there's a few artists who has like Adele,
yes.
Ariana Grande,
yes.
Sam Smith have that God-given voice. Like no work. Kelly Clarkson.
God-given. Oh, absolutely.
Mary J. Blige. Like mm-hmm. no work put into
Whitney
it.
Houston.
Just literally endless talent within. Like don't even gotta try. Just talent.
Don't
talent,
gotta do
talent,
nothing. It's just talent. Just
it's
driven
shocking.
Into the vocal cords.
Like the vocal cords are like above and beyond.
Absolutely. I mean,
and Sam,
theirs way better than mine.
Ooh,
way
like
better
some, than mine. Some singers, not that they are less than and not as good of a singer.
But
they
have
to work for it.
They
got to
work
for
it.
And that's great. But
for me, I had to work for it.
Like
you know,
when I hear
obviously.
Sam Smith sing, I'm like, Sam's got me crying in the club.
Period.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. You guys, okay, so we thought it would be kind of fun to do a little like favorite things of Christmas time, because we both celebrate Christmas. Yes, yes. You know, and there's obviously so many different holidays around the holiday time. Hanukkah.
It's just like the time of year.
Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. It's like that time of the year where everyone's just like in that like jolly state. And I'm everyone. Yeah. I'm jolly towards the end of the year. I'm also more depressed, but I am still very jolly.
That little disclaimer.
And just a little disclaimer. I am also depressed, but I'm also very jolly at this time. It's like, oh, it's like a double-edged sword. Like I'm really happy.
Yeah.
And just like, it's like, again, because also like the world almost like seems to shut down and everyone, it's like a mutual consensus that it's like the holiday time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is that's what's so great about it. You know? So we're going to talk about holiday favorites in this episode.
Yes.
I'm going to just jump right in.
Jump.
One of my favorite things about the holidays, just in general.
Give it to me.
The Christmas lights on people's houses.
Oh my God.
Like, why is a fucking light bulb so magical to me? Like, well, it is magical.
And like the way that they set it up, though.
Ty like decks our house out. Like, no the way. Outside. Yeah. Like,
I didn't know that.
He wraps every tree, trunk. Oh, yeah. The whole house is lined with lights. Like, he goes all out.
Have you guys already done that already?
Already. Every bit of it. Ty did. I don't touch that mess.
You don't touch.
I'm responsible for the inside.
I mean, but you make it look so fucking stunning on the
it's
inside.
It's okay this year.
Stop. I'm gonna snap all of it when I go over to your house.
No, please.
No, I also feel like, what's, okay, yeah, we're gonna ask a question. What is your favorite, like, holiday memory? Like, this holiday time.
There are 2 Christmases that like really stood out to me. My parents like tens across the board. I had a couple like scarring Christmases, but then I had a couple that really were good and like stood out to me. One Christmas, I remember me, my brother, and sister got a bike.
Oh my God.
3 bikes. Lined the fuck. They never saw us again.
We said, y'all became your own little squad on the outside.
The squad.
Y'all became your own gang.
Yeah, never seen again. That Christmas was a shocking revolution. We had never seen a Christmas like that. 3 bikes for 3 kids.
So
that's shocking.
That's shocking.
That's a lot. And then one Christmas, like, okay, so I know your family, like Ty's family, does Christmas on Christmas Eve. Ty's family does that too. I know a lot of my friends actually do that. We do our Christmas on Christmas morning, but on Christmas Eve, we were always allowed to open 1 gift.
Ooh, I love that.
And this was a gift that, like, my mom always put a little more thought into this 1 gift. So it was like a moment.
Like the pre-1.
Yeah. So it was like, we were always.
It's like the special gift.
It was weird. It was almost like Christmas Eve was more exciting than Christmas Day because I guess you anticipate that 1 gift.
And so right.
Like,
you knew it was the 1.
Yeah. It's that bitch.
It's that bitch of a gift.
And I remember 1 year, my mom, I collect the Beanie Babies.
Okay, that's the kids you've ever heard.
I still have all of mine.
Wait, you're lying.
In a Tupperware container. Yes, I do. Every one of them.
Laura, you know, I didn't know that about
and
you.
And I have like, I'm going to bring them out when you come to my house. You're going to be shocked how Laura, I even have the ones from McDonald's, the little mini ones, still in the cases. Sociopath.
Laura, I didn't know this about you at all. I'm not kidding. And I've known you for years.
You learn something new every day.
I didn't know you had a Beanie Baby collection.
Oh, huge. Huge.
I bet some of that shit is worth money.
No, they ain't worth nothing.
Okay, but still, it's still cool to have.
But I remember I opened the gift and my mom, like I remember my mom, cause Beanie Babies were between like $7-$11. They weren't expensive back then.
But they weren't like super cheap either.
No, my mom on special occasions, birthdays and things, or like maybe she got a little extra change. She would let me pick one out and it was always really special when she would. But this Christmas she got me a mint bunny rabbit TY Beanie Baby, but it was the big size one. Like the one like this size, not like that, you know? It was the big, so I know that cost her, I don't even know how much that would run back then, but I know, I remember.
Definitely more than the regular.
I still have it, by the way.
I still have
the big mint baby. It like, for the rest of my life, I'll have it. It was I just couldn't believe she did that for me. Like, I could not believe she pulled the strings and like got me the big baby, the big TY.
The big TY.
The big TY. And it's like a fucking stupid stuffed animal. And I'm like, wow, this
is. But you'll cherish that forever.
And I'm literally like in my 30s still talking about it. So it was, yeah, it was really amazing that she went and like surprised me with that. What about you?
That is so cool. I say one of my favorite ones, one of the most shocking ones for us, is that we were young and it was like obviously Christmas Eve, and it was all my family were in the house, and we were in like my brothers and I were in our rooms, and we heard like on the rooftop, like we heard like steps no! and bells, and we're like, oh my God. That's, and this is like so a time cool. where obviously like, I don't even want to say it like on this. I don't want to like ruin it for anyone that has like babies watching or children watching.
I see.
You know what I'm saying though? Like this is a time where we believed in everything is what I'm trying to say. And so we're like, oh my God, Santa's on the freaking roof. And so we're freaking out. My parents are like,
Santa was on your roof.
Santa was on a roof.
You serious, Clark?
I see what you did there. Oh yeah. So my parents are like, you can't go outside and see him because like obviously he's gonna like get spooked and you can't like ruin. I'm like, oh my God,
Santa.
You're so freaking right. So we have to stay in the rooms because like we would never be able to even see him because he's so fast.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing that.
Very quick, man.
And so we heard like, and we kept hearing it, and we're on the like roof and like on the thing, and we're all just like, oh my God, like freaking, like we were freaking out. And I remember that night, so my parents are like, oh my gosh, there's something at the front door. And we're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding me? So we all run. Obviously, I'm like 10 years old. Like, I'm like 12, 10 years old. We go and there's a box, right? There's like a little present outside of our front door, and it was moving. And we're like, wait, what the fuck? What the fuck? We open it. It's a baby bulldog.
Oh my God.
His name was Bruno.
Oh.
And Santa left us Bruno. So, and then we looked, and there on like on the pavement, there were, prints like with snow.
Oh my,
like little
God.
Like white, like little like thing,
they
like
really,
powder.
I mean,
like they went all out for us, but every single like
they
that,
had they, fun with Christmas.
They did, they had a lot of fun with it, as did we. Like they were so like, they kept Christmas so magical for us, and they still continue to this day to do that. But they've always been very like, Christmas time is like for the family, and like really, really honed in and like beat that into us as like, this is the time so many families, they appreciate your loved ones as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So they made it like a very magical experience, but I'll never forget like this, like, and it ended up being like my uncle, like that was on like the roof,
God.
That was like doing everything with like a bell and the stomping.
I know
all
they
that
were
stuff.
Eating up y'all's reaction.
Oh, they like were living for it.
They
so
were
a little shook.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah. So
I wish
was,
I could see y'all's little faces.
I can like go back and do it. I'm like lucky that my parents did record some stuff from like our like younger ages.
Mine didn't have a tape recorder. And Ty has a ton of like footage of them little. And I'm like, what the fuck,
they're like,
bro?
What, where's my fucking shit?
We ain't got nothing.
Where the fuck was my all my shit?
Yeah.
Dude, there's just one.
I wish.
Dude, there's this one little clip from, it's on Christmas Day.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. So this is when Aaron's like a baby. So my baby brother, Aaron's like the youngest. He's like probably 2 years old, right? He's like two, very much a baby. And so it's like recording us like opening gifts, but Aaron's on my lap.
Aww.
So I'm 10, because Aaron's 8 years younger than me. So I'm 10, and I have a blanket over me and Aaron. And so there's a blanket over us, and Aaron's sitting right here. And I remember like they're opening gifts, and Nick's right here. I'm with Aaron, and Aaron's opening gifts in my laps, and I'm kind of opening on the sides because I'm just like holding him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was something that like Nick had opened. And I was like, oh my God, dude, that's so cool. What is that? I move, and Aaron
no.
literally oh, just no. go plug goes down.
You're like, bye, bitch.
He literally, his little body goes, and just falls out of my lap.
Oh my
and I was like, oh my God. And like, I literally, we still have like a video of this,
that's
like actual
so
footage
cute.
Of it. But it's just so funny. Like, see, because Aaron was like the cutest little baby ever. And he was just like grumpy and just like,
aww.
What the hell? And he just like
that's
plops
so
over off my lap because I was like, oh my God, so cool.
Oops. Oopsies.
I was devastated for him, but it was so fucking funny.
So cute. You were a cute kid.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say. I feel like I was like an ugly duckling.
Are you fucking joking?
I'm not kidding.
You've never been an ugly duckling.
In high
duckling.
School and junior high, of course I was.
No, you weren't.
100%.
I'm not going to let you have
I
that.
Literally had like the most gapped teeth.
Everyone did.
With like short, spiky hair.
Everybody went through that.
Kids nowadays.
I know.
Kids nowadays
know,
don't really
right.
get that awkward
they
phase that
awkward
we once
phase.
Had.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what was that like? What was that like to skip
know.
The awkward phase? Because I was beat at one moment.
That. What's your favorite holiday
hit.
Food?
I was just going to ask you that. That's so funny when you said that. My favorite holiday food, I would have to say, because it's the most holiday for me, is tamales. Which are like, you know, tamales. I don't know if you
had it like wrapped in the corn.
Yes, exactly. Thing. So it's like wrapped in the corn husk, and it's like the meat inside.
Yeah,
that would say that's like my favorite.
Honestly,
like
any
one.
Mexican food, I'm kind of like
She down said, for.
By the little, like, honestly, so you good. Can't go wrong.
You honestly can't. You Mexican really, food, like, can't, you really go can't go wrong. But there's several kinds. There's like the sweet corn one. There's a chicken kind. There's like the beef kind. There's a ton of different kinds. My favorite would have to be like the red ones, the beef ones. For
Ooh,
sure.
Who makes
you?
Those?
My nana. My nana, would do it. Mm-hmm. My nana would do it.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Gosh, mine, you know what's so crazy? I'm actually like not the biggest fan of holiday food, like the Thanksgiving foods. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, they're not, like, we don't even do turkey at Thanksgiving because, like, I'm not a turkey just, like, fan. Mm, yeah.
You have
we do
ham,
like
though.
A ham. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not like festive in that way, but if, like, if there's a dish that I really love, anything that my mom would cook, of course.
She of course, because like, she knew fucking, how to put it down.
Yeah, she'd throw it down. Yeah. But I'm trying to think. I'm like so embarrassed. I'm like, holiday food. You're
like, what about like mashed potatoes? Like, obsessed. That's always
and,
like bomb.
Like, even homemade mac and cheese, I'm not obsessed with. But there's got to be something. Ty, what do I like? He's going to tell me what I like.
Let's see.
I love being married.
This is going to depress you, but bourbon balls.
Bourbon balls. My bourbon ball.
Oh my God. I remember.
Alcohol bourbon balls.
Dude, I feel like I literally, last time she was here, I remember like seeing the bourbon balls. You guys are making them together.
Yeah. That is like what I wait for in the holiday.
Yes.
Those were my like, absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm curious. Do they taste like bourbon?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Do you get they drunk off like, them?
Yes, you will. Because yeah. you don't no cook way. Them. You don't cook
you
don't them.
Oh, you don't. I thought you cooked
if
them.
If you cook it, yeah, it'd be gone. The alcohol would be gone, but she doesn't cook them.
She doesn't cook them.
Oh, so you literally,
people
they're just like.
Litty titty off of them.
Wait, so what is it? Like, what are they?
I can't remember. It's like cocoa. It's a lot of cocoa.
Oh, so it's like chocolate.
It's like a brownie ball in a weird way with a lot of bourbon in it.
Get some nuts
and it tastes
too,
good,
right?
Yeah, sometimes.
I thought bourbon tastes nasty.
I'm not obsessed, but dude, anyone balls. That eats them be tearing them up, but they be getting lit. Also,
you
banana
like three,
pudding.
You put three back and it's done.
Is banana pudding kind of a holiday dish?
I feel like it's like a more of like a special
be.
Occasion.
Yeah,
it could
it's
be.
A special occasioner. I just make it often at my house because everyone eats it.
Because it's bomb.
I literally had to like throw away the end of my last batch because I wouldn't stop eating it. Like I was
no
like,
way.
You need
you're like, you need to
stop
it
right now.
Now.
You're out of
it's
control.
It's the fucking weight, the Nillas.
It's the Nillas.
It's the Nillas.
I be fishing
me.
For them in
dude,
there.
Dude, me too. Ooh. They're hauntingly
and
good.
And when they get a little bit soft.
You're sick. Oh. You are sick in the head.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jingle that ball.
It's shocking.
I'm jealous. I want to do that.
It's shocking. I want to make another one. Like, I want to make more
sweaters.
I want to
make one so I can wear it with you.
No, literally, we should make, like, we should make
We should go to an event with the sweaters on. I don't give a fuck. I'll wear it.
I'll wear this, too. I can only wear it a few times, because I can't ever wash it.
Great conversation starter.
So I have to be really smart about when I wear it, because I can't get dirty.
Okay, wait. First, I talk last. What?
I love when you're thinking and you lose track of your exact thought.
Wait, like every day?
Wait a day.
What's your favorite holiday movie?
My favorite holiday. I feel like the one I watched probably the most often after all these years would probably be Elf, actually. Because I feel like that's the one that like my family loves.
Represent.
It's the one that like I really, really like.
Me and Aaron watched it last night.
No way.
Yep, but I'll watch it like 6 times this year.
Right, just, like, know, just to get it in. Know, yeah. Just to get it in. No, I really watch it every single year.
Ty's stink eye on me. That's all. He went Tyler, to the golfing range.
What do you watch, Tyler?
Yeah, what's your favorite, Ty? Hit us with it. Don't take mine.
Taking yours, but Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Okay, that
one. We watch that every year.
I feel like I actually watched that with you.
Yeah, that was the one I made
you
watch.
That was the one you made me watch because I had never watched Christmas Vacation.
Chevy Chase, baby.
Dude, that shit was actually so fucking funny and
it's
good.
It's so funny.
Also, another iconic one that I really like is Santa Claus.
I've already watched that this year.
We've already watched all three of them.
With Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah, yeah.
We've watched all three of them this year.
No, you haven't. When did you guys watch these?
I'm a Christmas movie fanatic. I've also watched Halloween yesterday. I mean,
Halloween. What the fuck?
I meant Home Alone.
Okay. I'm like, are you well?
Oh my, no, no, I am not. Oh like, my I'm not. God.
I actually also really like, okay, this might be cheesy, but I really also love the Netflix like Christmas movies that are kind of cheesy.
Hold on, I'm about to put you on one.
What?
This is the best Christmas movie you can watch on Netflix. Are you guys ready? Because you better watch it. I'm telling you, the tea.
I'm scared.
Klaus. It's called Klaus. It's an animation.
Oh my God, my mom just told me about that fucking movie, dude.
It came out like 2 years ago. I watch it like 6 times a year.
You're kidding.
It will bring you to your knees and tears.
I think it was up for awards whenever it
came out.
Like Oscar.
You've seen it too?
Like Oscar awards. Yeah. Oh, listen, it looks like an outdated cartoon.
Really?
Yes, it does.
So it's bomb. You like it?
Oh.
What's it about? Give me a little synopsis.
Okay, it's about this spoiled, evil, shithead kid. He's like in his 20s.
Uh-huh.
And his dad runs, he's rich, and his dad runs the postal service, and his dad sends him to the absolute worst place ever to basically straighten him out. It's like everyone's evil in this town and really dark.
Not conversion therapy.
Yeah. And his dad's like, whenever you've, and they don't do mail in this town. It's in the middle of nowhere and it's so cold there.
Mm-hmm.
A really dark place. And his dad's like, whenever you've mailed 600 letters, you can come home. And I can't tell you more because I won't ruin it, but you're really like, holy shit.
Okay.
But it's like deep for a cartoon. Like it was like up for Oscar nominations. It may have won some awards.
But cartoons honestly be given the best freaking storylines, the best emotions. Like they be pulling it out of me.
You're
going
to shed a tear when you watch it, but it's such a good holiday movie. There's some twists and turns. Watch it tonight. It's called Cloud.
Maybe I should.
It might be a family movie.
It's also literally like 10 p.m. So maybe I won't watch it tonight.
Watch it ASAP.
I will be watching it.
I'm not fucking with you. I'm going to report back.
No, I know. I will watch it. Okay. I will watch it like this weekend, actually.
All right.
I feel like I'll actually have some time this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to celebrate Aaron's on Friday, too.
Yeah. Aaron's a sad. She's kind of a holiday baby.
She is a holiday baby.
Ty's mom really is. Her birthday is, what's your mom's birthday? 21st.
Oh my gosh. Does she ever get like combined gifts?
We always make sure that we separate the
them.
Gifts
because
we're like, that's robbery right
that
there.
That is. I feel like it's like, I always like one or two, like with people like born close to Christmas.
If I were having a kid, I would make sure that it wouldn't be born in December because even Erin literally hates it. Like she hates it. But yeah, we're celebrating her birthday on Friday. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
By the time this episode comes out, we will have celebrated.
We would have celebrated, of course, but it was just like something on my mind because that's literally in 2 days from now.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to celebrate Erin's birth.
Too.
18.
The birth of Aaron Weaver.
18, right?
18. The big, I know I'm terrified.
Big 1-8?
Mm-hmm.
The big 1-8?
They grow up so fast.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question.
All right.
Give me one of your favorite holiday traditions.
holiday traditions? Okay, mm-hmm. Let me think about that.
If you have, or if you have any, you have to tell.
Yeah, no, for
if
sure.
If you have any holiday traditions, you got to give it to me.
We always have little this and that.
Yeah, like a little one.
Well, one, like, growing up, we always did was cookie making. Like, that was like a firm one that was happening at my mm-hmm. mom's house. So we always did that. That was like something I always really looked forward to. I don't know why either, because I'm not like a baker, but that was always like,
but it's
really
cute. Fun.
And we like fucked those cookies up.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
The trees would come out so fat and stupid looking. Uh-huh. Yeah, that you cookie cut.
But I do like this. Yeah. They look like a little triangle.
And you're decorating. But like, it was so much fun my whole life.
Like, we would decorate cookies. That's like one of our things. More recently, that's not like
what else did you guys do?
Our main one that we always do is go to the movies on Christmas. That's like our number one.
That's right.
When we were younger, we would movie hop. So we would go to multiple movies in one day.
That's cute.
Like we would do like two. The max we've ever done was three, and we were all like
dead
after watching three movies in one day. Yeah. Is kind of haunting, to be quite honest.
Like, in at the theater, you're like more concentrated. It's like draining. You kind of can't like get up as much.
Exactly.
And like talk as much.
So we would do that because then obviously we don't have to pay for one ticket. Yeah. We only have to pay for one. But we still now to this day, we still would go to the movies on Christmas Day.
That's
like
so
and just
cute.
Like watch like the movie that's like launched on that day, because there is like movies that come out on Christmas.
Do you know what me and my sister did one time about movie hopping?
What? I'm scared.
So we were pretty substantially young and we wanted to go see a movie.
I was going to say substantially drunk.
Nope.
I was like,
we were super young. I can't remember how old we were. Maybe like 10, 12, 11. But like uh-huh. back, you got to remember back in our day, like you could go to the mall and see
yes.
a movie. Like
yes.
you weren't as going to get as kidnapped back then, I guess. Things okay. seemed a little more looser, safer, whatever. Mm-hmm. So my mom would drop us off right at the door of the theater, go in, see your movie, and then she'd be right there waiting when we get
Question.
Out.
Question. Would it be safer at that time, or is it now that we're just more exposed to things that we think it's
probably
more
that.
Deadly?
Probably that.
And like bad things were happening back then still.
I'm sure that's the one. Like,
that's the one. But now
like
we see it happening.
Same amount of bullshit happens. Uh-huh. We just are more aware now.
Yep.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
So drops us off. And so as soon as we get there, my sister always is the schemer of bad ideas.
Oh yeah. She's a little shithead.
So she's literally like, imagine the year it is. She goes, we're not going to see this stupid movie. We're going to see the Titanic. And I was like,
wait, how old were you?
I think we were like 10, 11.
Oh my God.
She's like, we're going to see the Titanic. It was R-rated. Remember they have sex
yes,
scenes?
Yes. And you can't like go into our movie when you're 17.
So mm-hmm. we sneak in because we get our tickets and we go back there and then we just go into the Titanic.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I mean, like, how iconic that I saw Titanic in theaters.
That's honestly really fucking iconic.
But what we didn't realize is that's a 3-hour movie.
Oh.
And the other one's like an hour and 50 minutes or hour 30.
Uh-huh.
So my mom, when we come out, we're like walking out of the theater all happy, like we didn't do anything wrong. And there's like police looking for us.
No.
Like everything. Yeah. Cause my mom's kids have been missing for like an hour and a half. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and we were like,
what the fuck? But we got in so.
Oh, I bet she wanted to beat your ass.
Yeah, she was fucking mad as shit.
Dude, what the
aren't
fuck?
We stupid?
I'd be honestly, yeah, so
but as
stupid.
Kids, you don't think, you don't about, think about that shit.
You don't think like okay, oh, timing wise, this not, might not be the smartest thing. It's 3 hours. Did you like it back then? But like,
yeah.
I can't imagine you sitting for 3 hours watching a movie at that age.
They give you a break.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like they would give you a break back then, like they would pause the movie and like the whole, yes, like a recession break or concessions.
I thought that was like for like shows in New York. Like that's mm-hmm. not like.
They did it in the 3-hour movie back theater. Then. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do it out here.
Really, I feel like they don't have as many 3-hour long movies nowadays. Yeah. I guess it's like
but
a
Titanic's
Marvel
like
movie.
Really fucking long now. Maybe it's like 2 hours and 50 something, but
it's
like,
iconic,
you know.
Though. It's like the movie.
Oh my God, it's the movie. So proud I did it. Sorry, mom, we ruined your life.
I can't, like, she probably had to deal with so much shit with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
So was Ashley, like, the bad one of the three of you?
I would say yes. I would say
I would have to say that's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
On mm-hmm. the kids.
My brother was extremely chill.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's even chill now, though, huh?
He is. Always
he's
has
still,
been.
Like, very just, like, mellow.
Yeah, mellow, like, not getting into much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of chilling.
Yeah.
Of us three, I would say Nick would be, like, the...
Definitely.
The like.
Just a little spice.
The more spicy of us three.
One. He's a spicy one.
I would say he's definitely the spiciest. Like we all have such vast
Aaron
personalities.
Aaron reminds me a little of my brother and you remind me a little of me. Like
really?
If I had to compare notes. Yeah.
Yes. Like of the mm-hmm. the realm. Mm-hmm. But it's also like strange because like as like I'm the oldest kid.
I'm the youngest.
And you're the youngest, which is shocking that we even have similar like things. Because me, I grew up with like. You're the oldest. You have to take care of your little brothers. You have to set a great example, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I've always been. It was funny. I feel like whenever like the first kid is born, like they're inflicted like anxiety and trauma immediately.
My older fucking siblings weren't. They didn't set no goddamn example for me. Who? Where?
That's literally so Where? Fucking true. But for like me, like, or I'm sure, like, I don't know any other firstborns out there that are watching this. Do you guys ever feel like because you're the firstborn that you had like this extra bit of trauma attached to? That's like I have to take care of my siblings. I have to be like a great example. Like you have like this like thing that you have to be like the perfect kid.
Ty, do you feel like your brother like had a little more pressure? He was the first child.
What do you think?
Oh yeah.
Like do you feel like your brother had that at all?
Is For sure. My brother definitely had that. I feel like I learned from my brother's mistakes and I just didn't make the same mistakes that he made.
Yeah.
Like he would do dumb shit and I'd be like, that's what you don't do.
Mm-hmm. Cause but, you learned from that shit.
Yeah. But he definitely, I feel like was like setting the example.
I feel like the older sibling always does. Like naturally, they just set the example. But I feel like because I was already naturally a very good kid, that's why Nick was the spicy one that would get in trouble because I never did things that would get me in trouble. Nick did. And then Aaron learned from Nick.
Yeah.
And I was just like the gay one out in the fucking field being like, I'm so good. I got straight A's. I'm gay. You know, and I think that that's why, like, he was the one that's the spicy one because he's like, well, you, he literally tells me even to this day, he's like, well, you were fucking being a little pervy and you never got in fucking trouble and it made it worse for me because I would get in trouble.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm
like,
oh,
like,
you're right.
You?
Yeah. Like my parents are, it's almost like Nick was the firstborn. Like, deal with Nick's errors.
Errors.
Errors, constant errors.
That's funny.
But
what other holiday favorites do we have? Do you have a memorable moment at Christmas that may have happened?
A memorable Christmas moment.
I remember my Aunt Shirley. She's passed now. One of my favorite aunts for sure. Like,
oh, it's like when you did
Aunt
Shirley.
That's
like,
what she was inspired.
Do, yes,
that's
yes,
where
yes.
I got the name.
Yes, Aunt Shirley is an
Love
actual
her.
Aunt of yours.
She was always just so like herself and, I don't know, super, super country. Mm-hmm. But I remember one Christmas, like we'd open presents at my granny when we were little. Mm-hmm. Mind you, my granny died when I was 13. So this didn't go on for very long, little. But yeah, I was little. I remember opening gifts there, and I my Aunt Shirley literally did not give a fuck. Like, everything was wrapped in newspaper, and like at one point we were opening an egg carton.
No.
The gift was in the egg carton. I'm like, you were just finding shit around your house to wrap gifts in. Like, literally anything. It was shocking. Like, you never knew what it was going to be wrapped in. Tinfoil?
She didn't give a fuck.
It was just hysterical. Like,
you're getting the gift.
As a kid, you're like,
I would be dying
cereal
laughing.
Box.
Like, I would be dying
laughing.
The gift
would be, and then it would be wrapped in newspaper. Just so funny.
You just got to make it work with what you got. Like, with whatever's around you. It's like, you're going to wrap it somehow.
It was so funny.
I remember when I was, obviously when I was little and I've seen my home videos, like, Aaron was always the, like, clown kid. So Aaron was always, of us three, mm-hmm. Aaron was the one that was, like, the funniest and, like, the most, like, just ridiculous. Like, he's the one, like, when we watch it on home videos, like, we watch it for Aaron. Because Aaron's reactions are the funniest.
That's so funny.
So I remember there was one where it's, like, me, Nick, and Aaron. Aaron's, I think, 3 years old, maybe. Maybe four, potentially. Mm-hmm. And so we're opening gifts. God. And so it's like we're like going in a line. And of course, because I'm the oldest cousin too, I'm very much like watching everyone, making sure everyone's like opening their gifts on time and everyone's like gets their turn. You know, it's very that. And so Aaron was opening a gift from one of our like our grandma, our aunts. And he opens it and he's looking at it. It looks at it. He's like, I already have this shirt. Literally. But he said it in this little accent.
He doesn't
his
know.
Little baby. He doesn't know. Doesn't he know. Says it in his little baby way. He's like, I already have this shirt.
Oh,
and it's like literally like our families.
They're like well, all right.
We say it now. Like we still are like, I already have this shirt.
That's iconic.
And then I don't know. Maybe Nick was like, no, that's a shirt. You got a jacket. It's like someone says that. I can't remember. I haven't seen it since last year. But someone says like, no, Aaron, you have a jacket like that shirt. And he's like, oh, I'll keep it then. So he literally like as like a 3 or 4 year old is like, oh, okay, like he comprehended it, and he was like, okay, I'm gonna keep this because I actually don't have this still.
Time wants to chime in.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, Manny, do you guys watch like your home videos for Christmas, like around that time?
We do. We tend to watch them like when we're all together. Yeah, when we're all together.
Cue the all music. Oh, wrong one.
Tyler, you and your fucking effects, dude. You're
the wrong one.
And that's definitely the wrong one.
I don't know where it is. They're not
our
labeled,
DJ
okay?
Our DJ is drunk.
Our DJ's fucked up from Perrier, you guys.
We're so sorry.
That's cute,
we're
though. You guys watch
your... We're working through some technical difficulties.
Yes. So
we occasionally
we'll try to...
Every couple of years when we get together, we'll
or maybe
watch
it's,
like
maybe it's every
movies.
Couple of years, too. I feel like it could be a couple of years, but like, we'll definitely watch them around like the holidays time mm-hmm. when we're like all together and we're like kind of laughing about something from the past, and then we'll just like, kind of bring it up because my mom has them all on her phone.
Put it on.
Yeah, she has them like all like there's like this app that you can like send in your home videos to, and they'll turn it into like digital. So she
That's
has them
nice.
On an app.
Oh, nice.
Where instead of it just being like the, because obviously back then it was like literally like VHS. Yeah. Like it's not like freaking on digital. So now we've like turned them digital.
That's cool.
So it's like kind of fun to kind of go back and like look at them and just like literally like cackle with each other.
That's so cute.
Because we're all unwell.
Unwellington.
Unwellington. Yes. Beef Unwellington.
Love it. Any final words about the holidays?
I mean, honestly.
Get them out now.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We hope you guys have an amazing holidays. Like, we obviously, like, these are like the mm-hmm. little shorter episodes. For, like, our holiday episodes is just like a little bit shorter, a little more to the point, a little sweet.
Sweet.
A little short and sweet.
A little sweetness.
But, I hope we have an amazing holidays, and I hope you have an amazing holidays.
I hope you spend it with people you like and like to be around and mm-hmm. enjoy and love. And we hope you have a fabulous holiday season.
And we love you guys so much. And don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, do all the things that
all
you do.
The things.
We love you guys so much and happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, What about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.